For any international student considering Eastern Kentucky University as a choice for studying in the U.S., Steve Miner has this to say about the university.
Eastern Kentucky is an opportunity school. It gives everybody opportunity to be whatever she or he want to be, you know. I believe this is one of the best schools in Kentucky. Although we have Louisville and University of Kentucky, I still believe because of the population of the student and the, you know, the ratio of the student and the teachers, this would be a very, 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 very good school to be if you want to have that one-on-one student-teacher relationship.
Eastern Kentucky University is approximately 23 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky. During his undergraduate years, Steve was interested in the aviation field, but one of his professors told him to consider economics instead.
Well, when I got here, I was registered as an aviation major, which I did for 1 year. It was too expensive, plus I didn't have enough money. You know, I come from not a well-off family, and I couldn't handle that. And I took an economic class over the summer, and I think one of the professors really made me feel like economics was the thing. And I have a feeling of helping needy people, you know, given that my country is one of the sub-Saharan African countries, and that feeling of wanting to help other people kind of drove me into it.
Steve is from Kenya. Having received his undergraduate degree from Eastern Kentucky University, he decided to pursue a graduate degree as well.
It's really awesome. I like it so far. I mean, I've been here for 7 years, you know. I'm doing my Master's of Business Administration, and I initially did economics, international economics, as my undergraduate with a minor in business administration. And I've been to University of Texas at Arlington. I went there for 1 year for my master's degree. Kind of huge population. I didn't like it that much. I mean, I think because I've been at Eastern Kentucky for a long time, it feels like a home away from home.
He is also a graduate assistant, so in turn, the university pays for his education.
I work for the school, and they do pay for my tuition. That's how it works. I'm a graduate assistant, so I don't have to get anything out of my pocket, but I have to, you know, get something to keep up with my bills for fun. I do run track. As a matter of fact, I'm a volunteer coach with the cross-country team. I also work with compliance office, which oversees all the athletic department. And I'm working right now with the university diversity office. At the same time, I do run with a team just to keep fit.
Steve says it is important that when his fellow countrymen want to know about studying in America, he will give his honest opinion.
One thing, we do have the brain drain. You know, once you come here to the United States, you don't feel like going home. As a matter of fact, if you live here that long, you kind of feel like this is the only home you know, and you don't feel like going home. That's one thing. The second thing, things have changed now. If you come here to the United States, I would tell them to be ready to do education all the way to the doctorate program, because I don't believe undergraduate or a master's degree will help now. Plus, it's hard to tell people not to come here when they're not ready for education, because when you come here and you meet certain group of people, you feel like you just go off track. Some people drop out of school. It's very expensive if you don't have a scholarship, you know. If you don't have a scholarship, please stay home and attend the local colleges, because otherwise you're going to come here and drop out of school. So my advice would be just talk to the people who are here. Hopefully they can tell you the truth, because in most cases people don't say the truth. And that's one of the things that I think we as international students are failing our fellow countrymen.
Graduation for Steve is in May. Then,
my aim is to get into a doctorate program into economics, probably help other people in Africa or in any country, you know. That will be my dream job.
For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, Tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the U.S. on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.